When do they, how long does it take them to stop twitching?
Uh-huh.
How long does it take the frog legs to stop twitching?
Well, they get on before they ever stop twisting. Sometimes you're cutting them and they're twisting.
Are there, we're talking about frogs and things like that, are there a lot of different kinds of snakes around here?
Well, we don't have any rattlesnakes here, but we have the water moccasins. Once in a while, there'll be a rattlesnake. We don't think see too many, but those old water moccasins, they're all. Then we have those little real yard snakes, grass snakes, they call them.
They're not poison?
No. They say they're not. I was always scared to death.
Did you ever go to the snake house at the zoo?
Oh, Lord. I did between here and now, close to St. Thomas. You ever go down in there, that's where you ought to go to the snake house. You get scared to death in there, but they got all colors and kinds.
Boy, they had a lot of them at the zoo.
I have been to the zoo and the snake house a long time.
They have some great big ones.
All kinds.
All kinds.
And rattlers too, huh? Yeah.
Every kind you can think of.
Yeah.
Different countries.
Yeah.
I'm like you, I don't particularly care about snakes.
No, they make you feel creepy.
Well, you were talking about your pecan trees. What other different types of trees do you have around here?
Well, I don't have. I didn't have some. I've got two big mulberry trees. Now, they make good berries. Mulberries.
What do you use mulberries for?
Well, biggest part of the kids eat them. You know, when they get ripe, they just spread to go along juicy berries, wash them. Put a little sugar over them, cream, and they're good. But here of late, I haven't used them. But I know all the neighbors here. They got a big one here, and they got one back of mine, back part of my trailer. And they always, you know, are we going to get us some mulberries?
You got any sycamore trees?
Not right here. I know what they are. Not right here in town. We have a few pine trees here that was somebody put out a long time ago.
You have this tree that's got the big shiny green leaves and the white flowers throughout?
Yeah, yeah. Got one right out there, but I forget what you call it. And those flowers come out just great big blooms. What you call them? You call them monkeys. Wait a minute. Oh. I thought that I'm done. We have crape myrtles, too. We have a lot of crape myrtles. We have wisteria trees. They have here.
You trying to think of magnolia?
Yeah, we have magnolia trees. I don't have one, but I've got two friends up here. Up in the old addition has magnolia trees.
You really see a lot of those going through Mississippi and Alabama, lot of magnolia
trees. Oh, Lord, yes, I should say. They are beautiful. I've seen colored ones, too.
Yeah.
I saw the white, and then I saw the different colors, pale. Now, we have a lot of oleanders here. That's pretty. Some are white, and some are red. They find those.
You know, matter of fact, I think the magnolia is the state tree of Mississippi.
It is.
Uh-huh. You know, do you happen to know what Texas's state tree is?
The bluebonnet is the
flower.
I don't remember. What is it?
How was it that? You have a state bird?